Because of who God is and what he's done for us, we ought not to have any hesitation to give him all the glory and honor. Right? And yet we do. Why is that? He deserves all the glory and honor. Okay, let's go to some scriptures that show this. 1 Corinthians 1:31. That as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. If you're going to glory at all, if you have something great happen, praise God for it. And then probably a keynote for this idea is 1 Corinthians 10:31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. And when the reformers were saying all for the glory of God, this is really the verse that they would have been thinking of. Whatever you do, everything you do, let it be for the glory of God. If you run that filter through what you do in the day, you're going to be a lot better off. And I wanted to point out, in the Old Testament, I'm just going to talk about it because it's a, from Isaiah 40 to verse 12 to Isaiah 45, verse 13. If you get a chance, you really ought to read that passage, because that passage is where God is grabbing the children of Israel and he's saying, I won't have anybody else take my glory from me. I'm going to get the glory. And at the end of that passage, he says, I'm even going to do something that none of those other gods have ever done. I'm calling out Cyrus by name, and he's going to deliver you from Babylon. And he called 700 years ahead of time. He said, this guy named Cyrus, he's going to deliver you from Babylon. But throughout that, you can just see that God is so jealous. He's passionately jealous for his own glory. And that passage, it's a long passage. It's not, you can't read it on a Sunday morning all the way through. But Isaiah 40, verse 12, through Isaiah 45, verse 13, you ought to read it sometime. And then I will point out that in the New Testament, there are almost every book has a doxology. And a doxology is giving glory to God. They're in every book. Almost you have a doxology. But I will just go to Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21, and this is where I'll end. It's one of many, but it's one that I really like. Paul's writing, now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And like I say, you can go through every book and all the letters, and there's a doxology in just about every one of them. Let's make it our intent to give God the glory in everything.